We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Speaking of tanking, let's go to the Harbor One hotline for the gentleman who joins us now, who his job does tell us he is a fantasy football expert for the NFL Network, but the results in the Gresh and Keith Fantasy League do not show that. We welcome in fantasy expert Adam Rank on the Harbor One hotline. Mr. Rank, how are you today?
Oh, my gosh. Not great. This is not this is not fun. Imagine if, like, Bill Burr as a laugh and it entered last comic standing and then didn't even get through the first round. You'd be like, what is happening?
That's pretty high praise there, Rank, saying you're Bill Burr. You're the Bill Burr of fantasy football. Oh, my God.
And the sucking up the Boston with the Bill Burr reference, too. Don't think we don't know what you're doing here.
There was a lot of things at work. Number one, comparing myself to Bill Burr. Mm-hmm. Number two, using a bot. I could have gone Brian Regan, obviously. But no. I'm trying to play to the hometown crowd. I was just in a Goodwill. I can't believe, and I bought it for $2.99, a Patriots logo, like the old Pat the Patriot. I'm like, who gives this shirt away?
That's a good shirt.
Every time I wear Patriots stuff, though, people get so mad at me. They're like, I thought you were a Bears fan. I'm like, you ever watch the Bears?
Yeah, you don't like, have to be. Yeah,
I live vicariously through Tom Brady for the last 20 years. So I'm like, I enjoy this. And I enjoyed them winning last on Monday night. Like, I know everybody claims that they're sick of it. I'm like, how can you be sick of this guy who drafts a rookie quarterback, goes out and plays the team that's supposed to, that's been gifted into the Super Bowl, and is like, I'm not even going to run the football, or I'm not even going to throw the football and still beat you. Like, that's the best thing. That, like, what is better than that? It's amazing.
So, looking at our league, you need a win and it looks like help to avoid last place. This is
the
final.
There's no consolation round?
So that's what I was going to ask you, because as a fellow fantasy expert, is the consolation bracket even a thing? Because in my main league with all my lifelong friends, we're like, mm-hmm. six teams will continue after this week. The other six, yes, they keep score. You can change your lineup, but it doesn't mean anything. Don't touch the waiver wire. Don't even be bothered with it. Where do you come down on what happens after this upcoming weekend?
Yeah, you know what? That's an interesting question, because in my league of record, we have a bunch of teams. We only have four teams that make the playoffs.
Okay.
So it's really difficult. But it's also set up that the consolation bracket, if you win that consolation bracket, you get the first overall pick the following year. So there's something to play for. But we do a gentleman's agreement like you do, where you can't pick up. Don't pick up anybody on the waiver wire unless it's until the playoff teams have had their pick. You can pick up a guy on Sunday, but you know what? Like that. So I agree with all that. And like right now, there's a dispute because somebody picked up Hasty this morning, who is not going to be in the playoffs, but is also like, well, you know, we're playing for the number one pick, so that's still league. I'm not, the playoffs haven't started. So it gets weird. So it is a whole thing, but
that's dicey.
Yeah. Hopefully everybody, you know, now it's text messages and it's guys who've been rivals since the second grade. Mm-hmm. pulling up petty stuff. You know, it's a lot of, it's actually kind of funny, but
yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, a lot of hardos in these fantasy leagues, to say the least. Our guy Adam Rank of NFL Network talking fantasy football here with Gresh and Keefe. And even though we've busted your chops about how poorly you've done in our league this year, I do want to ask you kind of a 30,000-foot view fantasy question where, you know, Rich and I have spent a ton of time talking about the Patriots and looking at the AFC, and there are so many teams that are so close. It's almost like week to week. You have an idea what these teams are going to do, but you don't really have an idea as to what these teams are going to do. The league's kind of been all over the place. Has it been that way in fantasy that you have found, Rank, is that as unpredictable as the games on the field have been this year, it's been that much more unpredictable in fantasy, or is that a fallacy?
No, absolutely. Like, it's been really difficult to try to figure out, you know, how it's going to break out. I mean, we'll take our league, for instance, and I'm not using this as like, what about my team? But I was looking at it this morning. I'm like, because I do pay attention. Like, I have like 20 leagues on NFL.com, and they're ranked in order. This one, no disrespect to you guys, you're fourth on the list.
Not bad.
Behind my league.
I'll take four. That's not a slap at all. We just met you. You joined our league on a fly. I'll take four.
Yeah,
that's
of course.
Good.
And I also don't want to be the person who's not paying attention or doing anything like that. I'm like, I have Dak, I have Austin Eckler. Both of those guys are great. Deontay Johnson, Jamar Chase. I did miss with Calvin Ridley, and that's a mental health thing, of course, but we've seen a lot of that. Those things popping up as well, the COVID things. So it's really difficult sometimes to get a good read. Even when, like, I have a friend, I have a league where I have Jonathan Taylor and Nick Chubb, where you're like, I should never, and Tom Brady, like, I should never lose.
Right.
I'm like, how am I 8-4? Eight and five. Like, this makes no sense to me. So there's a lot of things. There's a lot more just absolute zeros too, where you just get a zero. I have Gesicki in our league. And I know there was one week where he just had a zero. Boston Scott, who was a late add last week. You know, everybody's scrambling to find a running back. You're like, oh, Boston Scott's their goal line back going up against the Jets, who've allowed 20 rushing touchdowns, and the dude goes full zero. Like, just make him inactive then. Why is he? Don't do that.
That's terrible.
I think that's been the biggest thing to me, is that the guys, like, not even getting you points has been what's just been a killer.
Where do you stand on Russell Wilson the rest of the way? Because he was good early, then he was hurt, came back probably too soon, was god-awful for two games. Even the third game, he was bad, but he got some garbage points. Last week, he put up a little bit of points. But can you play him in the playoffs? Can you use Russell Wilson, or is he too much of an uncertainty?
He's almost like a streaming quarterback. I have him right around, I can't remember if I have him 12 or 13, which is the end of the quarterback one. Situation. And really, if it wasn't for the bye weeks, like if, for instance, the Colts were playing, like Carson Wentz, to me, has been consistently better than Russell Wilson this season. And so I'm like, I'm not necessarily sure that I'd be playing him this week, even going up against the Houston Texans. We've seen a lot of teams go into Houston or play the Texans rather, and just not have their quarterback do anything. It's like, yeah, like we don't need to, like, what do we really need to do? We saw it with Carson Wentz last week. Ryan Tannehill actually was okay, but they were trailing to them a couple of weeks ago. And so with Russell, he has to be in a game where you know it's going to be very competitive. Russell's going to have to throw the football. Otherwise, they're going to try to run as much as possible. So to me, Russell Wilson is the definition of a streamable quarterback right now. Mm-hmm. And it's tough this week, too, because there's another – I think Tannehill's got the Jags, where you're like, last week was the first time the Jaguars allowed three touchdown passes in a game, which seems weird because it's the Jags. And even that third one was iffy because on the play before, Matthew Stafford tripped over himself on a handoff that should have been a touchdown. Instead, they throw it to OBJ. I was going against Stafford, so I remember this distinctly. And I'm like, yeah, like it's crazy. So, yeah, Russell Wilson's not a must-start week in, week out.
Adam Rank of NFL Network, fantasy expert here with Gresh and Keefe. He's a part of the Gresh and Keefe Fantasy League. All right, so we know the next couple of weeks you're going to get the playoffs, and I know guys like you do a good job of looking ahead. Are there a couple of players that you're really smarting on the next couple of weeks that you think will be key factors for fantasy players as they get into the postseason?
Yeah, this is really one of the things that you know what your bench looks like, and you know that there's going to be guys like, I'm probably never going to need this player. And so you want to start looking at some of the backups, some of the handcuffs. I'll tell you this right now. If you have Jonathan Taylor, and we should be riding him through the playoffs, I don't anticipate, you know, a drop-off. But if he gets hurt, his handcuff is not – it's not Marlon Mack. It's Jackson, the guy who was Ashton Jackson, Deion Jackson, who scored last week. And I think it's time to start looking at play. Like, who are your main players? Who are their handcuffs? Make sure you have that handled. Obviously, guys like Tony Pollard, Alexander Mattison are gone. And it's also important to start looking at your quarterback matchups. I think that's the biggest key right now. And I'll use Russell, who we just talked about a moment ago. Like, map it out. Like, map out who's playing what, you know, like who's going up against who, and try to figure out who's got the best matchups, who's playing who in week 16 and week 17. I know the 49ers have the Texans in week, I think it's week 16. And it's like, ah, that's a good one. Want to make sure you got Hasty. Hasty's a big one too, because he's the only running back available for the 49ers right now. So hey, make sure your quarterbacks are set. Start looking at the defenses as well. And try to get that all firmed up. And you can carry an extra defense at this spot, too, because it gives you a chance to look ahead and be like, who's got who in week 16 and 17?
What's your strategy with the players that are coming off of injury that are stud players? And I'm thinking that maybe in a week or two, it's going to be Dalvin Cook, who's going to be a game-time decision, and then they're going to say he's playing, and then can you afford to sit him, or you haven't seen him in a couple of weeks? They might not even use him that much. Like, those are the ones I think are going to keep fantasy owners up at night the most, is the stud player who's hurt, and then you have to wait to the last second to play him.
Yeah, I think Dalvin Cook's the perfect example, because I have him in a couple of spots, and I have Alexander Mattison, and it's going to be one of those situations, like, do I play both of them? Yeah. I think with Dalvin, because he's not playing, likely not to play this week against the Pittsburgh Steelers, I feel a little bit better because he's had the time off, and I think that he's the kind of player who can come in and immediately pay off for you. It's not a long laundry, and it's a good team. You know, like with Saquon, it's been difficult because he's a good player, but he's not on a very good team. They don't have a good quarterback. Mm-hmm. They don't have a good offensive line. They're not moving the football. Dalvin Cook's going to join a team like the Vikings, who score points each and every week. So when Dalvin is fired up and ready, I'm ready to go as well. So I think that I think it depends on the offense, who this player is, and, you know, is his offense good? Because if not, then I would be avoiding him.
Great breakdown, Rank. Better than your performance in the Gresham Key Fantasy League this year. Right now, you are, I do believe, tied with the person in our league who has done everything on auto draft.
Yeah, Lucy auto drafted. You guys are currently this year, yes, locked up.
Just to make you feel awesome. Worse about this.
Awesome.
Hey, man, we really appreciate you and the fact that you jumped in this league. It has been a ton of fun. Thanks for another visit, man. We appreciate it. We'll catch up with you soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.